Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Will Horton, and I just wanted to do a quick welcome to the page, No More Social Media Addiction. And this program is really exciting for me because I've been an addictions expert for way over 30 years, alcohol, drugs, food, gambling, sex, and in the last few years, more and more social media, because it's an addiction. If we were going to create the perfect addiction-making machine, this might be it, right? It has That'll all be explained in the webinar. I hope you decide to watch. But I want to tell you why I'm so excited about this program. First of all, it works for you. And it works because it takes no willpower. Willpower actually causes you to self-sabotage quicker and last longer. And a couple of reasons for that. When you try to use willpower, it's called the law of reverse effect. This is a little trick your mind plays on you. And that trick is the harder you try to do something, the harder it becomes. So you really try to use your willpower and it makes the task even more daunting and overwhelming. So that's one of the first tricks. This program doesn't really use any willpower. It also helps you begin to take the action necessary in small steps that are a lot of fun. Because another trick your brain plays on you is you have the ability to think that just because you decided you downloaded an article or you watched a YouTube video, that you're fixing the problem. You know, I always use the analogy, someone decides they want to lose weight, and so they think they're eating too much sugar, so they go on YouTube, and they Google, and they see a book on, you know, how to cut your sugar, they order the book. Well, the way your mind works, you've solved the problem. You know, the problem's gone. Well, no, you're still eating the sugar, you're still consuming it, but your brain thinks you've already solved the problem because you've taken the first step. The way to go around that is to break it down into very small chunks where it's fun to do so you can't wait to do the next level. That's one of the reasons that this program is set up with no judgment, right? Because some people will get it really quickly, sometimes slowly, but it'll always work if you do the little steps to get there. And we make it fun. And one way that we make it fun is I don't just teach you how to control this aspect of your life. I give you insights into how your mind actually works because this program is all about you. It's not about me. It's about you getting control back that you want. And it's based in neuroscience. And that's the good part. You know, 40 years ago, it was pretty much considered by all the experts that once you were an adult, your brain was set, you didn't grow new neurons, your pathways were set, it's hard to learn all new behaviors, change attitudes, all this other stuff. Now we know that's not true. It's called neuroplasticity. Your brain is always growing, changing, morphing. And when it comes to overcoming these kind of issues, like a social media addiction, cell phone addiction, you have to use the way your brain really works. And one way to help you do that is to realize that you're not alone. A lot of times when we're attacking a problem, we begin to think that we're alone, that we're the only ones dealing with this crisis. Even though you kind of know what's going on with other people, places, and things out there, you think that you're different. Even though intellectually, you know, you'll be at a restaurant and you'll look around, there's tables, everybody sitting there, you know, on their cell phone. They're not carrying on conversations with their families or their loved ones or whatever. They're locked in their social media addiction. You could see that, but somehow you think you're different, right? And it has to do with our unique aspect. And we use this to separate ourselves from a group. And humans by nature want to be part of a group. So the other great exciting thing about this program that makes it work so well is it's self-paced and it's self-timed. No one needs to know that you're doing it, right? You can do it on your lunch hour. If you have a 9-to-5 job, you can do it at night. If you don't want your family to know, you can do it whenever you want. And it, since it's self-paced and self-timed, you can go back and review it and review it and review it. And if you choose to watch, which I'm sure you will, the webinar where I give the three secrets of why it's so hard to make these changes, that alone will give you some insights. And many people have experienced profound changes just from watching the webinar. So again, it's no willpower, it works, there's no judgment, and you can change when you want to change. You know, some people jump in and want to go cold turkey at the beginning, some kind of modulate it. But the interesting thing about this as an addiction is, again, it's more like a food addiction where you have to eat to survive. You cannot not eat. That's not going to work. You can live the rest of your life, never drink alcohol, you know, never smoke a cigarette, never do drugs, but you have to eat food in order to survive. And for many of us, certain aspects of social media, answering emails, checking your schedule online, answering, you know, if you're a small business owner, you have to have a Facebook page, you have to do this. Some of this you have to do. So you have to learn how to moderate it. You know, it's much different than other things. Your brain knows how to do it if it's attacked in a certain way. Because if you change from the inside and you use those techniques that your brain already understands that you have that works for you, it's even more powerful. Real quick thing, and I always like to give someone something for spending time with me, is you have this part of your brain, it's called your reticular activating system. And it's a bunch of nerves. Its main job is to keep you alive. For millions of years, your brain evolved to find threats in the external world, lions or warring tribes or bad things to keep you alive. It also is there to help you find good things, food, mates, things like that. That's how our brains evolved over millions of years. It still works that way. It hasn't adapted to the current world yet. There's always a lag time. So now, many people don't know that they can train their reticular activating system to help them make the changes that they want to make. One example of how your reticular activating system works, I always say, is if you ever liked a new car and you don't know what kind of car you want to get yet, and you're looking here and you're looking there, and you say, ooh, I like a Corvette or a Jeep. Well, the day before, you might not have noticed it. Now you'll see that car everywhere you look. Or if you like a certain fashion statement, you'll see it everywhere you look after you decide that you like it, because you've told your brain, this is important to me. Now, we've used our reticular activating system to help set this bad behavior that we want to change in a certain way, and we can use parts of that to help us get out of where we're already stuck. So again, this program, and you're not alone. There's no willpower. You change from the inside out. You change at your own pace. There's no judgment. It's all about helping you become the person that you want to be, to use this as a tool the way that was intended. When you change from the inside out, everything begins to change. And it's self-paced, self-time. No one needs to know that you're doing it. So you can experience the program and make the changes from the inside out. And I'd like to thank you. Again, please watch the webinar. It'll give you more information about what the program is. It'll also give you those three secrets that I promised you, so you can begin to make those changes and begin to experience change even before you decide to do the program. So I'd like to thank you. Keep in touch. Let me know how you're doing. And I'll see you as we trudge the road to happy destiny.